I almost fell.
All right. If someone's waiting on you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls you, he says, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" You might answer,
"Just
I'll be with
a minute,
you
in a minute."
Okay. You're on the right side, or you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody, How far is it? And if you're pointing at something nearby, you say, if you want me to see something, you say what?
Look here.
All right, if you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say,
what? Neither am I.
All right. Now, what is, what do you call this part of your faith?
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard call anything?
Yeah, firing.
Okay. Now, and what would this be down here if I was a man and grew this?
The beard.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? Behind his what?
I think he kept it on his right ear. I would.
Oh, yeah. If he was left-handed, where would he
keep it? Oh, he'd keep it on the left.
Okay. Now, if somebody's mumbling, you'd say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth. Out of your mouth.
All right. And he got a chicken bone stuck in his what? Or you wear a tie around your what? Where do you wear a tie?
Around your neck.
Okay, but he got a chicken bone stuck in his what?
Throat.
Okay. You have a dentist, have the dentist look at your what when you go to him?
Your teeth.
And he needs to feel that what? He might need to feel that what?
The tooth.
Okay. Mm. And what's the flesh around your teeth?
Gums.
Now, you could hold that baby bird in the what of your hand?
In the palm of your hand.
Okay. Now, he got mad and doubled up both what?
Fist.
All right. Any place you can bend your fingers or your hand or your arm, what is that called?
Joint.
Okay. What's the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
And you say he's got a broad?
Broad chest.
Broad mm-hmm. chest, okay. When they measure the height of a horse in what?
Oh, by hands. Mm-hmm.
Now, the pain ran from his heel all the way up to his what?
All the way up his leg.
Okay. At the end of your leg is your what? What do you want?
Feet.
All right, foot. And one is okay.
One foot.
Okay. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shins. Oh, and they do hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. I said, one time I was jogging. And the jogging board cut the butter. Have you ever heard that?
Cut the butter?
Cut the butter. That's what they call it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Right uh-huh. And it just dug into my shins, and I've still got scars on my legs. All right, what's the back part of your thighs? Now, I bet you would probably relate this more to a horse. The back of where your saddle is. What is that, Miss McGee?
That's his haunches.
Now, somebody's been sick a while, and you say he's up and about, but he still looks what?
Looks sickly.
Okay.
A peaking.
Now, a person who can lift heavy weights is what?
He's real strong.
Okay. Not Paul Anderson. Mm-hmm. All right, someone easy to get along with is what kind of disposition?
Good natured.
And when a boy is in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and what?
He's real gawky, awkward-like.
Now, a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he is a plain what?
Plain food.
Okay. Now, a person who never spends any money is what?
He's a tight one.
I
don't see many of them, do you?
I'm married, boy. I'm afraid I did.
Oh, you don't tell him that, do you?
Yeah.
He's a tight one.